is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. sometime you can ask yourself, why hast thou forsaken me? Because of the lack of praise from his children. All that God has done for us, we shouldn't have to ask nobody to praise God. In all obedience to God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, we thank God for you today. And I just want to say this, that God is good, and he's everlasting. He'll never change. His mind going to stay the same from beginning to the ending. He has no respect of person. But he love everybody on the face of God's earth. He been good to everybody on God's earth. And he gonna continue to have patience with us and wait till we come unto him. And he's gonna direct our path according to his will, not by our will. I'm just gracious to God Almighty to choir. We thank you. Can't stop praying. That's a good word. Today we're going to look at some, we've been talking about lately, over a month or so, about the unity of God's people in the sanctuary that God built, not the one we make. I'm talking God's sanctuary. See, a lot of time on this earth, we make churches ourselves, and we got to order the way the church ought to be ran. We make shift our stuff sometime in this church on earth, but the church Jesus built ain't nothing but joy, peace, and love. That's all it is in the church. And you can't go nowhere unless you love in the church. And love, what love does, covers a multitude of faults. And the Lord looked down on us and said, look at my sons and daughters down there just giving me praise and honor. That's all he can see even this day. He don't see sin in those believers that have accepted him as Lord and Savior. I know you don't understand that, but it's true. God don't see sin in you. God washed you up. Jesus ain't have done nothing. When the Lord washed you up, you clean. Now, if you might be overtaken in a fault here and there, but the minute you realize that I've been overtaken in the fault, all you gotta do is say, forgive me, I'm sorry. And your slate is clean. So we don't like to live that easy, but that's the way heaven is. Heaven's not a hard task. It's just a float-free thing. But you got to be anchored first. Once you get anchored in Jesus, you're on the right road. From Ephesians 4, this is something that I keep in my mind all the time. I always say this, that the church should never have any offsetting thoughts in the church. Everything in the church ought to be on one accord. If we ever get on one accord, God's going to come in here and it ain't going to be nothing but joy, peace, and love in the church. Now, God know the mind, our mind? He know people that's real, know people that's not real. Did y'all know that? And because he know all that, I can't go before God and say, Lord, wait a minute. Let me get this straight or that straight. I can't do that. He gave me an opportune time to get everything straight. And when I get it straight, then I can praise God. But I got to have it straight first. The Bible says, Ephesians 4, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye, what, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all long-suffering and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the hand, in the bounds of God, of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and the Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And lastly, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. You may be seated. And that question I just need to ask today. Are you walking like God? Are you walking like God? Are you trying to please yourself? Now that's personal. You know whether who you are, whose you are, and where you're headed. The Bible teaches me that we have to be on a straight and narrow path. And I don't care where the crook said, you just stay on the straight and narrow path, and you won't get to where you're going. Now there's some faults and failures in going, trying to get to heaven. And that's from the world. That's not from the church. The world does that. The church, remember now, we've been washed in the blood. We've been washed in the blood. Old things are what passed away. Behold now, everything now is new. That's according to the word now. That's according to the word. Everything new now. So what we used to do, we don't do that no more. Now we just praise God every day. Because what I read in the book of Revelation, it say when we get to heaven, we just got to sit down and give God the praise and worship and praise God. You ain't got to preach no more, Lionel. Deacon, you ain't got to pray no more. Jesus in charge of everything. We just going to give him glory and honor and praise. He said, I'm a prisoner. I wonder sometimes, do we really believe that? Or do we act as though we're prisoners? For as prison, I understand about prison. When you go to prison, you're under the supervision of people that's over you. And you can't no longer do what you want to do. You got to follow the guidelines of wherever you are. Well, Paul say here, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. That's telling me he ready to do just what God want him to do. Nothing else. Whatever you're called to do, just do it. If the Lord tell me to kick twice, I'm just going to kick. I ain't worried about nobody else in the church. I'm just going to kick twice. I'm doing what God say do. I'm in prison. I got to obey him. He said here, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. I'm begging, I beseech you. I want you to walk too. It's worthy. Walk worthy. Well, that's what people tell me all the time. Well, I ain't there yet. Why not? Why you not? I ain't seen nowhere in the Bible where it say one can be there and others can't. We join ours together with Christ, right? We are the royalty of God. We are peculiar people. We are a holy nation of people. That's what the word say. Why you tell me we ain't there yet? I want you to walk worthy. What you mean worthy? Just walk like God say walk. But we do a lot of thinking in church now. We do a lot of reasoning in church now. You don't have to. It's already, the platform is already laid out. Just walk in it. Did not Jesus say, go ye therefore in all the world, preach and teach, tell men, deserve all things whatsoever? What? I command you. And he said, lo, that humble and submissively, I'll be with you. I ain't going to leave you. No, but I forsake you. I'm going to be right there. Just walk in it, what I tell you to do. I hear people in church now asking the Lord what to do. It makes me feel bad. All I teach, and you're going to say, what, Lord, what you want me to do? I can't understand that. He done told you what to do. He got 66 books in here. And you got to ask him what to do? Come on, y'all, help me out. He's already given to us what to do. He says, walk in the vacation you was called in. Why should I try to be a preacher when I'm a deacon? I'm a deacon, why be a preacher? I'm a preacher, why be a deacon? We got to all get together, and whatever you call to do, just do it together. And we're going to please God. But you got to make sure that, Linnea, make sure that you straight before you try to straighten somebody else out. Make sure you're walking in the ways of God before you start telling other people how to walk. That's what the word tells me. If I'm cussing, God help us. What am I tell you about profanity for? I just was to go and help you to cuss. And if we cuss at humming, we'll make sweet music. For the devil, though. You'd be for the devil then. The Bible goes on to tell us, and I thank God for that. He say, whatever you call to do, just do it. If you're a son, it's the same. And you're a prayer warrior, pray. And let me say something about that. You know, I was listening this morning on before I came to church. There are some people that got a gift of prayer. They got that gift. They can pray. Let me let you in on a secret. If you got the gift of God to pray, pray. And you don't need 10 people to pray in the church. Whoever got the gift of God and believe by faith, just get up and pray for the whole congregation. And it's still just like everybody in the church praying, because we all agree in one. But now and then, everybody in the church praying. And the church don't grow a bit. Because we asking amiss. You asking and don't even believe it's going to happen when you ask. And we send God too many places. It say we got to adjust with all lowliness and meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Church got to be humble. Church got to be patient. The church has to be according to the will of God. You ain't going to catch me. Listen at me good, y'all. You're not going to catch Lionel Smith in the church arguing over nothing, not even cleaning of the floor. I ain't gonna argue. You don't clean it. I do it myself. And we ain't gonna argue. That's belittling me to argue with you. I don't think that much of nobody on earth to be arguing with you. Because guess what? That's taken from my, huh? That's my priority with God. That's belittling me to stand up and argue with you instead of what? Lift you up. Lift one another up. If you know something I don't know, just share it with me. And then I know a little more than I knew a while ago. That's what the Lord wants us to do. But sometimes we want to have it our way. If it don't go this way, it ain't going to work. I just like to be on the team, me. Whether I play first base or pitcher, I just want to be on the team. Because when you get your ring, I got my ring too. When we yes shall appear before God, our reward is going to be with us. Whatever part I play, I'm satisfied. Just do what you do best. And you please God. But when you don't do it, we can't get along in the church. Now, I ain't talking about the world. You know the people that's supposed to come against us is the devil people. Christians are supposed to be already united in peace and love and joy and understanding and patience. We already supposed to have it together. But when there's division among us, we can't prosper. Because Satan in the midst of us. But if we just throw Satan, rebuke him, and get out of his way, get from around him, then you'll get that joy of your salvation. It'll come alive with you. He say, you got to learn how to put up with people. Everybody ain't like me. I got sense enough to understand that. I ain't going to try to make you like me. I'm just going to tell you to just do the best you can. And follow the word of God. If you follow the word of God, it'll make you, it will make you whatever you want to be. Just get in the word, stay in the word, walk in the word, talk in the word, sing in the word, pray in the word, and it's going to come out perfect. Every trip. But when you talk the word and don't do nothing, that's like me with my key in my hand now. Key to my truck. I got it in my hand, but I want to go to Woodside. The key in my hand. Why can't I take the initiative to go and stick it in the switch, start up and go on the Woodside, huh? Got to have faith in what you're saying. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to do it. I'm going. I got to go in Jesus' name. If I go in Jesus' name, I'm going to be all right. And I don't care how hard the wind blow. I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right because he's going to land me. Wherever I go, he's going to land me. He see, he goes on to tell us, look, we got to be humble, submissive. You got to endure something. Everybody not where you are. Forbearing one another in love. I don't agree with you, so that ain't nothing. I don't have to agree with you. But make sure I'm standing on the rock. Don't add nothing to the word and don't take nothing away. Stay on the word. Stay in the Word. Stay around the Word. And God's going to deliver every time. One speak Greek, one speak Latin, one speak Hebrew. You're still going to heaven anyway. If you accept Jesus, you're still going to heaven. We can't see that. One sing, one pray, you still fellowship together in Christ. Whatever vacation you call to do, do it. And we're going to be just like Jesus wants us to be. He said, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Good God Almighty. As a pastor, I just talked to people about that. As a pastor, see, it's easy. I can get up here and preach every day. Every day I can preach. But guess what? When my time come to pastor, it's a different story. Smith, what you mean a different story? The word is the same everywhere. It is. But Smith, when you get among all these people with different personalities, different stocks, different minds and all that, you know what you got to do, Smith? You got to condescend to the lowest thing. You got to get to the lowest person in the church and bring them up with you. Then you pastor. I can't be selfish. You can't look at Shatner and hate Carter. You can't pastor like that. I got to love them all. I got to do for all. What I do for one, do for everybody. That's pastoring. You know, sometimes you got a few people in the church, they get there and put your arm around you. Put their arm around you. Oh, that's your favorite one there. And then they tore the church up. The church tore up because you ain't doing what God say. Don't have no respect of people. Just teach the word, preach the word, live the word, and you please God. You don't have no right to ask God what he wants you to do. It's already in the book. Just read the book. You'll see it. What did Paul tell Timothy? Why did he tell him to study, huh? To show yourself approved what? Unto God. A word we need not be what? Ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. See, if you doubt the Bible, you're doubting God. Watch this. Now I'm finna step on your feet. If you're doubting me, you're still doubting Jesus. You ain't gonna get to Jesus unless you come through me. You got it? You can't get to him unless you come through me. I'm talking about the saints of God here. You can't get to him. You can be born again in the field anywhere. That's fine. But pastorship, unless you come under the supervision of the pastor, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. If we're not good followers, can't be no leader. You got to learn how to follow and submit your will to God's will, and then God's going to exalt you to a higher state. And he's going to be with you always. And people be saying this, how did they get up there? I know him. I know her. How they got up that high? Because of Jesus. I submitted my will to his will, and he picked me up. That's how I got where I am. The Bible tells us to love our neighbor who? As we love ourselves, huh? I ain't never seen nobody getting on themselves and cutting their neck, their own throat. Well, why you want to cut somebody else's throat? Do unto others as you would have them do what? Do unto you. I read that in the Bible. I ain't got to ask God to tell me what to do. It's in the book. It's in the book. We're going to be judged now, according to the Bible. We're going to be judged in stuff written in what? This book right here. We're going to judge. That's how we're going to be judged. He ain't going to come up with what the juror say. He the juror. What would this say? Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Can we live peacefully with all men? Can we try, at least if we can't, can we just try to live peacefully with all men? I know y'all not into sports and stuff. You can have five superstars. They got it all over the league now. They got people, at five men on the same team averaging 40 points a game almost, and they can't win nothing. Because everybody's selfish, want to take over the team. That's their team. Instead of just working together, unity, coming together as one. We're still on the same team, regardless of who hit 50 points. It don't mean nothing, as long as I win. When you're on God's side, just follow him, and you already done won, according to his word. You already done won. Why can't we live in unity and the power of his Spirit? and then live in peace. I can't out Saint Erica. But when she sang, I'm going to say, sing, girl. Sing, girl. I can't get to where she, I'm going to say, sing. That's the way you do that. And she thinks she can sing. That's called jealousy. That's called jealousy. And you ain't going to get in the kingdom jealous. Did y'all know that? We got to humble and submit ourselves to God. And if you submit yourself to God, he'll order your footsteps. He'll show you how to walk, when to strut, everything. He does it for us. But we got to submit our will to his will. And he's going to deliver us. Now, sometimes we think we this, that, or other. But the book says there's one body. One spirit. Even as you're called and what? One hope were you called. When I was growing up, around this area here, they had plenty, plenty Pentecostals. Church of God and Christ, same thing. Pentecost, all that's saying that. If you wasn't dead, they tell you you ain't saved. If you didn't speak in tongues, you wasn't saved. If you didn't dance in the spirit, you wasn't saved. See, a lot of people felt bad about, so they didn't know what they were doing anyway. They didn't act like they act, so they wouldn't criticize them so much. But then one day I seen something. I seen something. Instead of trying to be like somebody, I read for myself. I read about the joy of my salvation. I read about what God has done for me. Ain't nobody had to come up to me and say, shout. I don't want you to tell me that. If I ain't shouting, that means I'm a thug for the devil. All God has done for me, you got to tell me to shout? Where that come from? It's not biblical. He told us to pray when Israel was in slavery. He told Pharaoh to let his people go so they'd go on a mountain and worship and praise him. But this new church that man established, we got all kind of rules and regulations. We can't even keep a pastor in the church anymore for all these rules and regulations. And Jesus has already laid the pattern out for us. All we have to do is walk in it. No, but we got the deacon board, the trustee board, the women board, men's board. And you need to bring in the board and put on all of them. And straighten them up. And all of them want to run the church. Every one of them want to run the church. I could do it better than him. Well, do it then. Just go do it. You ain't got to tell me how good you are. Just go do it. When I used to play ball, I had to make the team before I started to my playing ball. I had to make the team first. Then if I make the team, I can play ball. What are you saying? I got to be born again first. If I can do any work in the church, I must be born again. If I ain't born again, y'all ain't gonna never get the good out of me. You always get my personal feeling. But when I've been born again, I heard him say this morning, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Smith, what you talking about? You got to think just like Jesus. You got to walk just like Jesus. You got to talk just like Jesus. You got to treat everybody just like Jesus treated. He looked beyond every fault we had in our life and died that we may have peace, may have joy. In today's church, every now and then, as somebody be overtaken in a fault, this is what the church, today's church do. Ooh, I told you he wasn't no good or she wasn't no good. Ooh, instead of just going, doing this, call to the Bible, put your arm on them and nurse them back to where they need to be. You ain't got to say nothing wrong about it, nothing negative about it. Put your arm around them and nurse them back. And God's saying, look at my daughter, my son. This brother overcome the fault, and she bring them back like I say bring him. Or he bring them back like I say bring them. No, we don't want to do that. We want to find faults. Faults cause failure. But I love Jesus. He looked beyond all my fault. He saw just what I need. And when I needed it, he gave it to me. Not because I earned it. It had nothing to do with me earning it or how good I was. He had mercy upon me. He had mercy upon me. And when I acknowledged I wasn't walking right, I told him. I just told him I ain't right. And by me confessing that I wasn't right, he said, okay, I'm going to make you right. If you accept me and confess me before men, I'm going to make you right. And when you get right, stay with right. And the devil going to whistle. Every time you do good, here it go. He going to do it in the church. I ain't talking about in the street. I expect people to talk about me in the street. But I don't expect nobody in the church to talk about me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They don't do that no more, do they? Huh? You mean a Christian still talk about people? Y'all help me out. Pray for me, please. I thought when you get born again, you like Christ. Christ ain't never cut nobody down. He always picked them up. Listen, listen. When we in Christ, we are new creatures. The books say old things pass away. Behold, what all things has become new now. So I'm a new creature now. Why I'm holding on to old ways? Is that telling me I ain't really new? Huh? I can't hear good. Is that what it's saying? I ain't really new. I'm still holding on to my old way. Good God Almighty, Jesus. Well, I better hurry up and get there because they're fire hot, y'all. I got to get rid of them old ways because they're fire hot. And there's no exemption from the fire. If your heart ain't right, you're going to, what they say, burn, baby, burn, huh? You're going to burn. That black smoke going to be just stacking up. I done caught enough hell on this earth now. I'm working to see Jesus. And I want to walk just like he walked. I want to talk, say the same thing he said. When I see him, when I Yeshua appear, he going to be. When he appear, I'm going to be just like him. He ain't going to have to tell me, look, Smith, you talked about people. You try to starve people. He won't have to tell me that. Because I'm not guilty of that. I'm not going to be guilty now. I've overcome that foolishness. Now I'm looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. And I'm dependent on him every day of my life to get me in order like he want me to be. Say, ain't but one body. So all of us work together in what? In one body. And we all, listen to God, help me. If anybody got a Bible in here, everybody got a Bible. If you read 23rd Psalm, y'all listen to me, please. It say, the Lord is what? Revised Standard might say, the greatest shepherd is the Lord. It's the same thing. You got to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to know that. It's the same thing. We all go over who right and who wrong. Ain't but one person right, and that's Jesus. Let every man be a lie. Let God be the truth. That's so sweet to me. And we fight among ourselves in the church. You're talking about unity. Why? Why are we looking for faults in people? Why we don't just lift everybody up we see with our eyes? Why can't I just put my arm around everybody here and say, I love you, and then show I love you? And do you no wrong. Don't talk about you. It's just every time I look at you with a smile on my face. We talk about the young people. When the young people come, we act like that's out of place in the church. You ain't done nothing but praising God with the hand clap. But we so sophisticated these days, we think that's out of order. And then y'all can dance. I see y'all dancing sometime every now and then. I don't know what you be doing. But you call yourself dancing, and I'm satisfied with that. Because I don't know what God told you to do. I'm satisfied with your dance. But make sure it's real now. Because when you get in that fire, you sure enough going to dance, huh? One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. A Muslim God, ain't it? Pagan God. Calf God. That's them Canaanites. That's who I'm talking about, them Canaanites. that was building a tower to heaven. Now, see, church, listen to this. We ought to be above everybody. The Bible tells me the Canaanite, Nimrod and the Canaanite people, those was black people, say they was building a tower all the way to heaven. Now, how did they know where heaven was? But God said they were going to build it all the way there. And this is what he said. See, you talking about unity. This is what God said. Let us go down and see Nimrod and his people. Whatever they put their mind to, they did it. They was all what? One. One accord. And they wasn't even saved, but they was on one accord. They was building a tower. Now, we that got Christ, look what we could do if we come together. It's amazing, y'all. It's amazing what we can do, and we just don't exercise that which God has given unto us. One faith. Faith in God. Faith in God. Have faith in God. Don't put all your trust in a man. He'll fool you and let you down and leave you in the cold wells. You better watch him now. I know about him. They'll leave you out in the cold with no shirt on. And then when they say one baptism, the main baptism in our life, I know we put you in water, represents the death and the burial. When you come up out the water, you're a new creature now. Old things, what, passed away, behold, now everything new now in you. Okay, when you go down that water, represents going to the grave with Jesus. When Jesus got up out the grave, with all us that believe and confess, we got up with him. And we happy now, because we was headed to hell. Straight to hell. Couldn't nobody get us off. We ain't had no smart lawyers good enough to get us off the hook. But Jesus came. A little fella from Nazareth, right? A little fella over there in Nazareth. He come and delivered. That's just like Jonah. God sent him to Nineveh. But he said, I'm some rotten people in Nineveh. Well, listen at me. Them some no good people over there in Nineveh, they hard-headed, they don't want to listen to nobody. They practicing witchcraft, all kind of oligarchs and stuff. Say, I ain't going over there. Now, this is what he say. I ain't going. He caught a ship and went to Tarshish. And what God say, when I tell you to do something, you better do it. If you don't, I'm going to do it. He prepared a fish, a big fish. Grabbed him. Took him to the banks, heaved him up. Say, you can't outrun me. I'm too fast for you. I'm too great for you. You do what I say, and I'm going to do what I say. And that's the way God works. That's the way he worked with all of us. And none of us special. The only one special, when they went to Jesus and said, good master, ain't nothing good but my Father which is in heaven. But sometimes we want to be good. You just servants of Jesus Christ, as I am. Just a servant of Jesus Christ, trying to walk in the will of Christ, trying to do that which Christ say do, that we can edify the whole body of Christ. See, everybody in this building, I know everybody ain't no preacher. Yes, you are a preacher. You are a preacher. Everybody in this building is a preacher. When you go anywhere, they say, where you go to church at? New Scott Island, what do you think? I go to New Scott Island. Is the preacher all right? Well, he fair. I don't like him, though, because he too blunt. And he won't let you push him down. He won't you let you tell him what he don't feel is right. He going to stand on the throne regardless of what happened. He going to stand there. You know, we done lost that touch now. In the old days, our foreparents wasn't educated as we are today. But they told us what to do, and they made it through the grace of God because they believed it by faith that God was going to deliver them. Now we live in Show Me Town. Show me now, Keisha. That's where we live. We don't believe no more. We don't walk by faith. We walk by what we want to do. If we don't get our way, then it's always something bad. One God, one faith, one baptism. Lord help us. One God and the Father of all, who is above all and in you all. Now, how can I complain about you ain't got him? The Bible just say in you all, didn't it? Well, I hear that in the church sometimes. He ain't got it. She ain't got it. Oh, God, a liar. Everybody been born again, got him. Everybody that been born again, got Christ. And you have people with the audacity to say, you ain't got nothing. How can they say that? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. How could you judge folks? You ain't no judge. Lord, help us. Jesus, I'm glad that I'm this one thing I always say that I wasn't even saved in. I'm glad God made us last. Because you'd have had some knucklehead trying to tell Jesus what he left off. That's where we are. We'd have been telling Jesus, you left this off, Jesus. And Jesus made us in his likeness and in his image. And from the day he made us out the dust of the ground, ever since that day, we look like God. And when we be born again, we walking in his image and his likeness. And that made God so happy with us. That's where we got to always be. Keep God happy. I don't really care if I make you mad, but if I can keep God happy, I'm all right then. I'm all right. I'm all right. If I keep God happy, I know he with me. He said here, listen to this, y'all. Those been born, the Bible tell me be exceptionally good, especially to those of the household of faith. Now watch this. I know y'all quote that all the time about the preaching and all that, about touch not in my none, don't do my prophet no harm. We take that to play with. But if any preacher, I don't care, pastor or preacher, a missionary, a bishop, whatever it is, if that preacher is walking in Christ Jesus and you put your hand up on him, there will be a curse. There will be a curse. I hope you hear that. There will be a curse to you if that preacher walking upright with God and you put your tongue, your hands on him, you curse. You curse. Please don't do that. Don't touch God's anointing. He don't want you to be. He wants you to be in unity. Watch this. I've buried people that didn't like me. I buried people that want to fight me. I said, they buried you too quick, boy. I'd put something on you. But that's Jesus said, the ones don't love, but love them anyway. Do good to people that hate every gut in your body. Be nice to them. Is this a church that we in today? Or do we say this, I wish he would put his hand on me, I'd show him something. We don't do that no more, do we? Huh? You wait till I get out of the church. When I walk through that back door, you better not come out there no more. They don't do that no more, do they? Okay, then. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Eden. Look what the words say here. Look what the words say here. He works through all of us. He works in all of us. But I want to let you in on a little secret. If you can't get to the Father unless you come by the Son, you can't get the Son unless he draw you to the Son. So you got to be energized and related with the Father and the Son. You got to be. If you're not, you ain't going to get there. You got to be able to confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart. And if you believe Jesus, death, burial, and resurrection, you're going to be saved. And I don't have no other right to show you where you ain't saved. If you do it according to the word, you're saved. I hate people that feel sorry for themselves and pity themselves. And folks tell you how no good you are. I always got to answer me. They tell Reb, you ain't no good, you easy. It take a no good rascal to tell another no good rascal. You ain't no good easy. Neither one of us no good then. Now how you feel now? Now and then they want to fight. In the church, I'm talking about. every one of us is given what? Grace. Every one of us is given grace. God help us. What you did to earn your salvation. And he gave you grace and you didn't work for it? Oh, I know what it is. You ladies, y'all good looking. So God seen y'all good looks and he give you grace, right? Well, if you say that, I'm going to say you got some ugly women full of the Holy Ghost, huh? Come on now. Let's be honest with it. Let's just be honest. He gave you a free gift, unmerited gift, that we didn't earn, couldn't work for, didn't know how to get it. But when we submitted our will to his will, we earned it. But it wasn't nothing you did, but it's what he did, just what he did. Said, give him grace according. Now watch this. And we just about through. According, he give you according to what you can handle. How many people believe that? I ain't talking about what you think you can handle. What he know what you can handle. I just passed mathematics with a C. And then you give me none letters. Algebra. Non-numerical number algebra. I don't know where to start now. Just letters now. And my summary is 50, and I don't even know where to start at. You don't feed. I tell people all the time, when we go out on a missionary journey, don't you go out there preaching on people. Bring them in and talk to them. If you see they have fault, give them some experience you had. Show them some things you've been through, how God delivered you. Get their attention first before you start programming them with scripture. You got to first get them. It could be 10,000 people outside of the door. And if I'm bigoted, they ain't going to never come in. And all that's going to be charged to me because I'm bigoted. Instead of getting them in and then teach them. God help us. We don't like that kind of doing, but that's God's way of doing things. Grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Jesus know better than I do what I need. I want a lot of things, but God know I can't handle a lot of things. So he give me whatever I can handle. And then when he give me what I can handle, then he want me to go multiply by being obedient to his holy and precious will, then he'll grow me some more. You hear people say, I don't know everything. Find me one that do. But whatever I know, I try to use it to the glory of God. See, you got one cup of salt. You got one cup of salt. I got three cups. Just take your cup. You might surpass God or let you surpass me with three cups. That's the way he do, according to your obedience to his will. He'll lift you. See, God work in multiplication, not addition. Addition means one step at a time. God will take nobody and put him up here. Watch this. Melchizedek was from the Canaanite tribe, baby. That's them people that didn't believe in God and worship all them other gods. Now watch this. This is what Jesus said. Say, son, I'm sending you on earth after the multitude of Melchizedek, similar to of Melchizedek. Now what did he say about Melchizedek? Melchizedek had no ending, no beginning. Watch this. But his people was lost people. God took a lost nation, a lost, hardworking people, and took the worst one and told Jesus, now you coming after a similitude of Melchizedek. Jesus, perfect. And he followed the order of Melchizedek. 7th chapter of Hebrew, read it for yourself. Melchizedek. A Canaanite. And don't hold on to your seat for a minute. A black brother. He said, we don't know nothing. We knew that. How did Jesus choose us? Because what he did, if you look at me, I was ball crazy in my life. I didn't think about no church. And one day he knocked me down. And I started seeing things I had never seen before. And Lord sent me through so much stuff. Then I give up. Say, my way don't work no more. It don't work no more. So I had to accept the way that do work. And I say this to all of you. Christ never lost, not one battle. Not one battle. No.